Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Ubracha, and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Bracha, Daf Samach Beis. We're right on top of the Omid. Says the Gemara Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Omer Bekiva, Pam Achas, one time, Nichnasti, Achar Rabbi Yeshua, LeBeis HaKisei. One time I followed Rabbi Yeshua into the Beis HaKisei, into the bathroom. I need to observe him to see his mode of behavior in order to learn from him and to derive halachos regarding proper conduct in the Beis HaKisei. And indeed, says the Gemara, V'lamadti meni shlosha dvarim. I observed and I learned from him three things. Firstly, I learned lamadti shein nifnin mizrach u'ma'ariv, that when one relieves himself of solid, he doesn't do so facing east-west. Rashi explains this incident took place in the territory of Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael. And as we learned earlier, in certain places in that territory, one is meant to face away, not east-west, which is in the direction of Yerushalayim, but rather to relieve himself north-south. So indeed, I saw and I observed that he was careful to turn away from Yerushalayim, and he was not nifne mizrach u'ma'ariv, ella rather tzafon v'darim, north and south. And I learned she'ein nifran me'umad, one is not meant to do so standing up, ela me'yushav, rather sitting. The third thing I learned was lamadti she'ein mekanchen b'yamin, one doesn't wipe himself with his right hand, ela b'smel, rather with his left. So there are three halachis, three proper modes of behavior that I learned from observing him. Homeli ben Azai. So ben Azai challenged Rabbi Kiva, ad kan, to this extent, he asked the panecha b'rabecha, you've expressed, displayed brazenness to your teacher, to your Rebbe. You went and observed him under these circumstances. It's inappropriate. Amar Leis, Rabbi Kiva responded, yes, Torahi, this also is Torah, v'lilmad anitzorach, and I need to learn it. Torah tells a person how to behave in any circumstance. Even mundane activities are meant to be imbued with spirituality. Therefore, I need to observe him even under these circumstances, in order to know how one is meant to conduct himself. Torahi v'lilmad anitzorach. Continues the Gemara, Tanya ben Azai Yomer. Pam achas, one time, nechnasti achar Rabbi Kiva lebeis HaKisei. I followed Rabbi Kiva into the Beis HaKisei. V'lomadti menu shlosha dvarim. I learned from him three things. Firstly, lomadti she'ein nifne mizrach u'ma'ariv. I love tzafon v'darim. Secondly, v'lamati shein efraim mu'umad, ela miyushav, sitting, v'lamati shein mekanachem b'yamin, we don't wipe with the right, ela b'smol, and with the left. So these are the three things that I observed and I learned from Rabbi Kiva. Now, even though Rabbi Kiva already announced previously that he had seen these things by Rabbi Shua, so why wasn't this enough for Ben Azai? Why did he need to observe it himself? Could be that Ben Azai wanted to make sure that Rabbi Kiva himself conducted himself accordingly. It wasn't just that he was repeating over the mode of conduct of Rabbi Shua. He wanted to see if his Rebbe indeed actually does it in practice. And indeed, he observed that they did so. So this was the story of Ben Azai following Rabbi Kiva. Humbly Rabbi Yehuda. So now Rabbi Yehuda challenged Ben Azai. Ad kan, he asked panecha b'rabecha, up until this point, to this extent, you amaze panem, you brazen regarding your Rebbe, and went to observe him under those circumstances. Amar Leis, so he responded the same way as Rabbi Kiva responded before. Torahi, v'luma d'nitzarech, it's also Torah, I need to learn it. Continues more with yet another story. Rav Kahana went in, gona to say puriye, he went and lied underneath the bed, to say puri underneath the bed, the Rav, of Rav. Shame, he overheard the Sach, that he conversed, the Sachak, and he was expressing himself with frivolity, and then proceeded, Vasat Shrachav, and had relations with his wife. So he proceeded the Tashmish with light conversation, with some measure of frivolity. And this is what Rav Kahana observed, overheard. Amar Lei, so Rav Kahana called out in response, Domi Pumi de Abba. Abba is a respectable term to Rav. And he said, Domi Pumi de Abba. The mouth of Rav appears to be, it's similar, it sounds like, Kedeloi Sorev Tavshila, like it hasn't tasted the taste of a soup. Meaning, you've behaved with a little bit of you've displayed an excessive amount of desire approaching marital relations. It seemed inappropriate to him that he would approach Tashmish with such a desire, with frivolity. Omar le, so Rav responded, Kahana, Hakahana Hocha, Kahana's here. Kahana Hocha At? Kahana, this was Rav Kahana. Kahana Hocha At, you're here? Poik, go out. The Lav Oirach Ara, it's inappropriate for you to be, present now. Omar le, so Rav Kahana responded in the same way, Tairahi, Veluma, then it's Oirach. It's Torah. This also is something I need to learn. Veluma de mitzarech. I need to learn it. I need to learn the proper mode of conduct during marital relation, during Tashmish HaMitzah. Continues the Gemara, v'pnei ma en mekan chamin. We learned before that we're not meant to wipe with the right hand. So what is the reason for that? V'pnei ma en mekan chamin ela b'sma. Amar Rava, the reason is as follows. V'pnei sha'atorah nitna b'imin. Because the Torah was handed to us with the right hand of Hashem. So Yamin, the right hand, contains a special chashivas, importance, its significance, and therefore we're not meant to degrade it and using it in this fashion. Shenemar, as we see, Mimino Yeish Dos Lamay, from the hand of Hashem was handed the Torah, which is Nimshal to fire. Rava Bar Bachana Omar, another reason, Nei, she craved a pet, because the right hand is close to the mouth. Rashi says, regilin, we're accustomed to lohishita lepet, to reach to the mouth with our right hand. Apparently he's speaking about, for instance, feeding ourselves. We use our right hand to put food in our mouth. And as Mefarshim explained, since the right hand is there to feed us, to provide us with our sustenance, with our life, it's inappropriate to downgrade the right hand and to use it to connect it to, relate it to the waist, which is being ejected from the body, from the guf. So the same hand that's providing life is not meant to be used in that fashion. It says the Gemara of Reb Shimon, Lagu Shamar, Pnei Kishakosha B'Tfilin, because with the right hand we tie our tfilin. Reb Nachum Eitzel Kamar, Pnei Shemar B'Tami Torah, because with our right hand we display Tami Torah. Rashi says this was a unique way of displaying, of signaling the nekudais of the words, the tone of voice, the tami hanegina of a Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. This was a traditional way of moving your fingers around, moving your hands around, and expressing the proper tunes of Torah in that manner. So therefore, since the right hand is used for that exalted activity of tami Torah, we're not meant to degrade it and use it to be mekaneach with it. Now, in halacha, it's brought down that a lefty would have the reverse situation, since he's using his left hand to feed himself, to tie his tefillin, etc. So in that case, his right hand has the status of our left, and therefore, he would wipe himself with his right hand. Says the Marki Tanoi, this is dependent on Machlekes Tanoim. The reason why we are mekaneach b'smoil, Rabbi Lezer, I'm mepnei she'oichel ba, because he eats with the right hand. Rabbi Shoy, I'm mepnei she'koisev ba, because he writes with his right hand. Rabbi Kiva, I'm mepnei she'mar ba, tamei Torah, because he uses his right hand to display the tamim, the tune, the tamei anagina of Torah. So in summary, regarding the proper behavior in a beis hakiseh, nifnin tzafan v'darim, when we are in the section territory of Yehuda, we're not meant to face the direction of Yerushalayim, but rather to expose ourselves, tzof medarim, north-south. It's meant to be miyushav, sitting down, and mekanchin, to be wiped with, smoke with the left hand. What is the reason for that? Why ein mekanchin mimin? We have several reasons. Number one, hatur nitna mimin. Tur is handed with the right hand. The right hand is krovel lepeh. It is close to the mouth. It's used to feed ourselves. We tie the tefillin with the right hand. We show with it the Tamei Torah, and we write with it. Therefore, the Yemin has a special chashivas, and we're meant to use the smoil for kinuach. Amar Rav Tanchum Bar Chaniloi, kolat tzono beis hakiseh. One who is tzono, who is modest and hides himself, doesn't expose himself unnecessarily in a beis hakiseh. he conducts himself quietly, without fanfare. Nitzel mishlesha dvar, he's saved from three phenomena. Min ha-nechoshim, snakes, me'akrav, and scorpions. Because since he doesn't make a racket in there, he doesn't provoke them. And apparently the snakes and scorpions were found in their Beis HaKiseis in those days. So one who comes in and out quietly to instigate these creatures, and he's saved from harm. Umin ha-mazikim, from these evil powers. Because once again, since he's bitznius and he conducts himself with respect, so the mazikim don't bother him. Some say af chalamoysav miyushav alof. His dreams are miyushav alof, settle on him. He doesn't experience disturbing dreams because the mazikim don't come disturb him. A person who's tsunua, who's modest, doesn't act with gaiva, with haughtiness. So the mazikim, they don't feel threatened by him, and they don't bother him. Says the Mahu Beis HaKiseis, there was a Beis HaKiseis, that was a Tveria, that was so infested with evil powers, with the Shadim, with the mazikim, up to the point that all ordinarily when two people enter a place, they're protected from mazikim, but in this place it was different. Ki ava'ayla beitrei, even if two people went in there together, afilu b'yimama, even during the day, mitzigi, they would be harmed by the abundance of the powerful mazikim that were present there. Kadina zigmar of Ami Rav Asi of Ayla Bechad Chad. Luchuday, Rav Ami Rav Asi, who were great tzaddikim, they weren't afraid. They would go into this heavily infested Beis HaKiseis. They would go in have Ayla Bechad Chad Luchuday. They would go in one at a time. Veloi Mitziki, and they were not harmed. Amr Rabbanon, how did you do that? Loi mistafisu, are you not afraid of the Shadim Mazikim? Amr Lai, no. Anon Kabbalah Gamrinan, we have a tradition that if we conduct ourselves appropriately in the Beis HaKiseis, that protects us from harm. Kabbalah the Beis HaKiseis, tzniusa v'shtikusa. The Kabbalah regarding the proper behavior in the Beis HaKiseis is tzniusa with modesty, v'shtikusa quietly, and this protects a person from the powers that are present there. Kabbalah the Yisuri. What is the Kabbalah tradition that one is meant to have regarding Yisurim, afflictions? How is one meant to react, respond appropriately? Shtikusa, be quiet, don't complain. Umi bayirachmi, and ask Hashem for rachmanis. Continues the Gemara, Abaye, Miravile, Ima, his mother would raise Imra, a sheep, lemeil bahadei le Beis HaKiseis, to accompany him into the Beis HaKiseis. Apparently, the fact that he had an accompaniment, this would serve to protect him from the Shadim Mazikim. Says the Gemara, why a sheep? Why didn't she raise for him a goat? Since the shade of the Beis HaKiseis, Rashi says, is doim lesor, is equated to a, similar to a sire, to a goat. As the pasuk says, se'irim miraktusham. So therefore, they wanted to avoid any association with the Shadim of the Beis HaKiseis, and instead of giving him a goat, a sir, she would give him a sheep. Says the Gemara, Rava, Mikama Davi Reisha, before he became the Rosh HaShiva, the head of the academy, Mikagashale Rabbas Rav Chizda, his wife, who was the daughter of Chizda, she would shake noisily, Amagoize, a nut, some nut, Bilakana, she would shake a nut in a container of copper, to make some noise in order to somehow serve as a protection from the mazikim. Apparently, not only if two people enter, they're protected, but even if it's one person with some noise going on outside, that's also enough of an accompaniment, an indication that there's somebody else there, and it serves as a protection. This was before he became the Rosh Hashiva, so this was sufficient. However, Basa the Malach, after he became the Rosh Hashiva, now he was a more prominent person, and Rashi says he needs more shimur, he needs more protection, because the mazikim and the shadim are now envious of him, they're jealous of him, and just like they're jealous of ordinary talmid chacham, certainly a person who is a Rosh Hashiva of such high prominence, and therefore he required a higher measure of protection. So what did his wife do? Instead of shaking the nut, avle kafsa, she made for him a little window where she could extend her hand through it, She would place her hand on his head in the Beis HaKisah, so she would be outside and do this, protect him, put her hand on him so that he will have that shimur, that protection, that accompaniment, which would protect him from the forces. Continues Umar Amarullah. Achori hageder nifna biyad. If one is behind a fence, he can relieve himself immediately. He doesn't have to be marchik, distance himself anymore. So he can be mafna. When we speak about mafna in this plot, it's speaking about relieving from solid waste. So once he's behind a geder and he's hidden, in that case, since his revealed portion is hidden, that's okay. Ubebika. But if he's in an open area, valley, kozman shemis atesh ben chaver shemaya, and at that point he has to distance himself to the extent that his friend shouldn't hear him passing wind. It's not sneistic. So once again, according to Ula, if he's behind the fence, that's sufficient. If he's in an open area, he has to be marking himself. He has to distance himself up to the point that he is not hurt. Isi bar nosa mas niyach. He learned differently. If he's behind the fence, then he must make sure that nobody hears the sound. It's not enough that he's hidden. It must be that ein chaver shemea the sound. But if he's in an open area, then he must distance himself much more. It needs to be that nobody can actually see him. Says one meisve. We have a brayso which tells us otherwise. That is not necessary. One doesn't have to go that far away that he's out of sight completely. Yoytzin v'pesach beis habad. The brayso here is speaking about one who has employees that are crushing his olives in the olive press, and he's trying to do it with tahara, impurity, and all of them there have cleansed himself in preparation for this olive press. And let's say they need to go out to relieve themselves, says the Braisa. They can go out, Yoitzim Pesach Beis Habad, V'nifna Achor Yageder, and they can go relieve themselves behind the fence. V'ein Tahir, they remain Tahir, they retain their status. We don't have to be concerned that perhaps they became Tamei. So we see here clearly that once, as soon as he's behind the fence, that is sufficient to relieve oneself. And one does not need to distance himself further than that. So this is a contradiction to Isi Bar Nosson, who tells us that even Achor Yageder, one must ascertain that he's not hurt. The Braisa tells us that Achor Yageder is enough, is sufficient. Says Rabbi, but Taharis Hekelu. Regarding Taharis, Chacham were more lenient, since this involves maintaining the purity of the olives. Therefore, the Chacham allowed him to relieve himself as soon as he gets behind the fence, so that he doesn't stray away and perhaps contract tuma. Therefore, this is a special leniency in this circumstance. But ordinarily, one must make sure that he is at a distance, that he cannot be hurt. Tashma, we have another right from this price. Kama yurchaku v'yutoyrin. How far can these laborers distance themselves and still retain the tahara? This is again regarding the laborers who are working in the olive press. Says the price, k'day shehei ro'yeyu, that the person sees them. As long as he sees them, as long as the person that is tar, as long as the employer sees them, then we assume that they are still tar. So again, this is speaking about going out of the olive press, and the Braisa tells us they cannot go further, they cannot go past the point where the employer, where the chaver, who is pressing these olives, and he's making sure that all his employees are also tar. So they must make sure they stay within his eyesight, says Rashi. If so, if they need to relieve themselves, apparently they're not going to go past that point. So it seems pretty obvious that they're allowed to relieve themselves even if they're within eyesight of the owner. And this is a steer that the Isabel Bar Nosson tells us, that one may not relieve himself if he's still anywhere within the eyesight of somebody else. Says Umar here once again, Shanu echle taharis akil rabbanon. Regarding taharis, the Chacham were more lenient in order to maintain the tahara of the purity of the olives. Therefore, the Chacham were makel, an allowed one to be lenient and relieve oneself, even if he's within the re'iyah within the field of vision of his friend. Says Rav Ashi Omar, it's not a kasha. It was never a kasha on Isi Bar Nosson. Why? My calls man shein chaver roya de kamer Isi. What does Isi mean when he says that one must distance himself up to the point that his friend doesn't see him? My calls man shein chaver roya de kamer Isi Bar Nosson. What did he mean when he said that? He simply meant calls man shein chaver roya spiruoi. He meant to say that his friend shouldn't see the revealed portion of the person. Certainly, him himself, that's okay. A person can see him as long as he doesn't see the pirua, the exposed portion of the person. And therefore, it's not a kasha from the Braisa. The Braisa is also speaking about this type of case. That the person is still seen by the owner, but not his revealed portion. His exposed portion is hidden from view. If so, certainly this will be acceptable, even according to Isi Bar Nosson. Continues the Gemara, who sabdana? There was a person who presented a eulogy. The Nochas came to Rav Nachman, who said his hesped in front of Rav Nachman, the president of Nachman. Omar, he said regarding one who passed away, as follows. Hai tzonua bar chois of ava. This person who passed away was a tzonua, was modest in his behavior. Homer Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman challenged the person who gave the eulogy. At Eilis Bahadeh Beis HaKisei V'yodat? Did you ever follow into the Beis HaKisei and therefore you know V'yodat Itzanua Eloi? Do you know if he's a Tzanua or not? The Sanhedrin, as we learned, in Kairin Tzanua, the title Tzanua is only applied Ela L'misha Tzanua Beis HaKisei. So that's a prerequisite, that's a condition to receive the title of Tzanua. So how do you know? Says Rav Nachman, my Nafka Limine, why was Rav Nachman so concerned whether this was entirely accurate or not? Says Rav Meshum Desanim, because we learned, because Shem Shenefroim and Amesim, just as they in heaven, they give a retribution, they punish the Mesim on account of their deficiencies. Kach Nefroim and Asab Donim, the same way they on Ephraim they punish the ones who eulogize falsely, inaccurately, and the ones that acknowledge them. Therefore, Rav Nachman wanted to spare himself a punishment, and he wanted to make sure that the sabdon, the eulogizer, was properly informed, and he was basing his words on reality. Tana Rabban, Ezer Tzanua, who is a true Tzanua? Zehanifna Balayla, one who relieves himself at night, the same place that he does so during the day. Just as he distances himself by day from people, he goes out of the area, out of the inhabited area, so too at night, even if aren't too many people around, nevertheless he conducts himself with the high degree of tznius, and he finds and he goes to the same place as he would do during the day. Says, is that necessary? Any? Va'amar Avida Marav, is that so? We learned, Avida Marav taught us, lo'olam yanigadam asatzim, one should be accustomed Shachas Ravis to relieve himself in the morning and at night. Why? Kadesh lo yitzorech l'srachik. If he does so in the morning when it's still dark, at night when there are no people around, and he is not seen by the public, in that case, that's the best time because he doesn't need to be marching himself. He doesn't need to distance himself, since either there are a few people around or because it's not seen, it's still dark. So we see that it's not necessary to find the same place at night as during the day. Vesu, says the Gemara, another kasha, Rava, the conduct of Rava was as follows. Be mama by day ava ozla at mil, by day he would walk until a mil to get out of the area. Ubalayla at night, he didn't do that. Amalei l'sham, he told the servant, pulling the duchta b'chayva the masa, go find me an area clear of people in the street of the city. V'chein amalei v'zei l'sham, v'zei told his servant, chazi, go take a look, man, d'ika chayv b'es chavraya, go see if there's anybody behind my friend's house, they'll be in a lifni, so I would like to relieve myself. So we see that it's not necessary to distance oneself at night as he does during the day. So it's not a prerequisite for being a tzanua. Says Mar, you're right. Lo yitema b'makim. Don't say that at night it must be in the same location as during the day. Ela'ema kederech shenifna b'yayim. That one who is a tzanua, he's meant to relieve himself at night in the same manner, in the same fashion as during the day, not to reveal himself unnecessarily, to do it in a sitting position, not a standing position, and that is a tzanua. Rav Ashi Amar, no, afilu teima b'makim. Even if you maintain that the title tzenua is only applied to one who relieves himself in the same place as by day, what he meant was as follows. Lo nitzrucha l'keren zavis. What he meant was that he should hide behind the corner. He shouldn't do it in a revealed area. Certainly he doesn't have to go that far as he does during the day to distance himself from people, etc. He can do it even closer by, but he should do it behind the Keren Zavis. Behind, if he has the availability of a Keren Zavis, of a corner where he can hide behind it. That is a true tzenua. Gufa, we learned before, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Lo'ilu Ma'anikad Adam Atzma Yishachas V'Arvis. A person should accustom himself to relieve himself Shachris morning at night, Kedei, so that Shle Yitzarach L'Strachik, so he wouldn't have to distance himself. Tani Nam Yochai, we learned a Brice as well, Benazi Oimer, Hashkin V'Tzei, get up in the morning and relieve himself Ha'erev V'Tzei, Ha'erev V'Tzei, do so at night, Kedei Shle Yitzarachik, so that you don't need to be marching yourself. Mashmesh V'Sheif, you should feel and massage the openings and which facilitates the relieving, and then sit down. But don't do it in reverse. Don't first sit down and then feel. One does that. He's availing himself to kshafim, to the effect of sorcery, even if kshafim are done far away in aspamya. Boy in love, they will arrive on him. So it's dangerous to conduct himself in that manner. If he forgot the order, he sat down and then did the mishmash. My takanti, what is the remedy to protect oneself from harm? Says the Merki Koy, when he gets up, Leimach, he should say the following text. Loili, it shouldn't affect me, you shouldn't have any control over me. Loi sachim, loi sachtim, not the kshafim, not this kshafim, not those kshafim. Loi hani, loi mehani, not all of them. Loihani, not all of them, loimehani, not even a portion of them, loicharshi the charsh, not kshafim that come from male sorcerers, loicharshi the charsh sasa, that come from female sorcerers. Tani ben azoim, akol mishkav shchav, sit on any type of lie, on any type of surface, chutz min hakarka, except for the ground. The parsha said, because it's cold, so don't lie on the ground, don't go to sleep on the ground. Make sure there's some sort of something in between, a mattress, etc. I'll call Moishav shape, sit on anything chutz min hakarka except for a beam, because you might fall off it. Amar Shmuel, sheinu b'mud hashachar. Taking a nap, sleeping in the early morning, ka'astam ki'istama l'parzla, it's so beneficial to one's health to sleep right at daybreak. It's like galvanizing metal. It's a good conclusion to the night. Yitziyah b'mud hashachar, relieving oneself in the Amud HaShachar time, is also ki'istam l'parzla, it's beneficial to one's health, like taking a metal and galvanizing it. Bar Kapara have a maz b'mili b'dinri. Bar Kapara would sell words, advice, with dinarim, meaning he would go ahead and announce these good pieces of advice, these precious words of advice. Adikafnes echol. A person should eat. Adikafnes. While you're still hungry, when your appetite is still there, don't wait until the appetite dissipates. At that point, the food won't have the same positive effect on you. So eat while you're hungry. Adetzaches, while you're still thirsty, have your drink. Aderoscha kederach, while you need to relieve yourself, shfoich, go and relieve yourself. Do it immediately. As soon as you feel you need to go relieve yourself. Until while your pot is still cooking up, that is the appropriate time. Don't prolong, don't hold yourself back. If you hear the sound of a keren, of a some sort of instrument announcing Beroimi in Rome as follows. Bar Mazbin Te'eni. If you hear the keren, maybe it's a shofar, announcing in Rome the following announcement. The son, Bar Mazbin Te'eni, the son of a fig merchant, Te'eni the Obach Zavin, go sell the figs of your father. If your father is not around, and there's a customer that is available, that's coming to buy the figs, go quickly and sell it while there's a demand. Omer la Abayi l'Rabbanan, Ki Alisa b'shvil d'mechoyza, when you pass through the pathways of Mechazel, to go out to the field, so don't gaze not to this side, not to the other side. Why? Dilma Yasvi Nashi. Some have a Girasa, Dilma Yasvi Inshi. Perhaps there are people sitting there relieving themselves, it's not appropriate to look at them. Rav Safra al Beis Hakise. Rav Safra entered the Beis Hakise. Also Rav Abba. Rav Abba came along. Nochar le Abava. He coughed as a signal by the doorway. Omrle. So Rav Safra responded, Le Omar, come inside. Basa de Nafak. After he came back out. Omrle. So Rav Abba challenged Rav Safra. He said, Al Hashta le Alis Aser. You haven't even gone to Seir, the Gamers Lachmil to Seir, and you've accustomed yourself, you've adopted the practices of Seir, of this nation Seir, who are not Sanu on Beis Hakise. Why did you speak? We're not meant to speak in the Beis Hakise. Lav Hachitnan, haven't we learned in the Mishnah? Medura HaSesham, there was a fire in the Beis Hamikdash, Beis Hakise Shel Kavod, there was a Beis Hakise of honor, of respect and honor. Why was it called the Beis Hakise Shel Kavod? The Kavod, the honor, was for the following reason. Motzeinol, if one finds it locked, so he knows there's somebody in there. If he finds the door open, he knows there's nobody there, and it's available. Alma, apparently, we're not meant to speak in the Beis Hakise. It's not appropriate to speak in the Beis Hakise. Therefore, they had the signal to know whether there's somebody there. So why did you go ahead and say, Leil Mar? Says the Mavu Savar. Rav Safra thought, Mesukenu. He thought that perhaps Rav Safra is Mesukun. He's in danger on account of his desperate need to relieve himself. Therefore, since he thought that Rav Safra was Mesukun, he went out of his way and he actually expressed himself in words in the Beis Hakise. The Sani of Shimon Leil Omer, Omer the Choyzer, if one pushes back the solid waste, maybe it's on the Draken, it could bring a person to the sickness of a Draken. Silen Achayz Miraglayim, which are pushed back, maybe it's on the Hirokan. So we see it's dangerous to withhold. And therefore, he expressed himself in words, even in Beis Hakise. Rabbi Lezer al Beis Hakise. Rabbi Lezer went to Beis Hakise. Also Parsa, some of Gersa. Also Reima, a Roman came in, a Dachke, he squeezed him. Come Rabbi Lezer v'nafak. So Rabbi Lezer got up and left. Also, Darkoina, a snake came along with Shamte, the Karkashe, and went ahead and damaged the Chalchoil, as Rashi says, the rectum of this guy. Koder of Lezer, Shav Lezer, called on him and he proclaimed, Ve'etin Adam Tachtecha. The Pasuk says, I will put Adam, a person, instead of you. Atikri Adam, don't read Adam, Ale Edoim, a guy, a Roman from Malchus Edoim. Hashem replaced Rabbi Lezer with this guy, so that he suffers on account of the snake instead of Rabbi Lezer. Says the Gemara of Omar, Lahargecha, Laharokcha, Vatachas Alecha. So this was David HaMelech calling out to Shaul. We know that David HaMelech was fleeing from Shaul. And the story was that David was hiding in a cave. And while they were in the cave, they noticed that Shaul arrived. He came in there to relieve himself. And David HaMelech resisted the temptation of killing him on the spot. And after this happened, Shaul HaMelech left. So David came out afterwards and he called out to Shaul, look, you came into my domain, to my territory, and I spared you. I could have killed you and I spared you, I didn't. Says the Gemara, let's understand the verbalization here. Va'omar laharokcha. He said he wanted to kill you. Va'tachas alecha. And he had rachmanah, so he spared you. Why is he speaking in third term? He did it, he spared. Va'omar to me, boyle. He should have said, I contemplated killing you. Va'tachas, he had mercy, he spared you. Va'chas to me, boyle. He should have said, I spared you, I had mercy on you. So apparently there's a hidden message here. He's explaining the reason, the basis of why he indeed spared him from death. Omer Blessed. Omer David Lashol. David announced the show as follows. Min HaTorah. According to the Halach and the Torah, Ben Hariga Ata. You're liable to death. You're liable for death. You're a Ben Hariga. Why? Shari Roidav Ata. Because you have a din of a Roidav. You're pursuing me. You want to kill me? Va'atorah Omra. What does it say in the Torah? If one approaches to kill you, hashkim laharga, hasten to kill him first, preempt it. So what? I could have killed you. Why didn't I? Ella tznius shoysebacha. The tznius, the modesty that I observed in you, he chasa alecha, that spared you. What exactly was the tznius? Says the Gemara, mayi the siva yovai el gidreis hatzoin al haderech v'sham ora. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned the Rabbis. Geder l'flimi geder. Gidreis is a double fence. So the place that Shaul went to, he looked for a place that was hidden from you, a place that was ultra tznius. It was a geder l'flimi geder. Uma'ar l'flimi ma'ar, a cave within a cave. L'hasech. He went to relieve himself, and the pasuk used the word lahasich. Amar Blazer Malame is coming to teach us another element in the tznius of Shaul. Shesichech atzmi kesukah, he carved himself over like a sukkah, so he made sure not to reveal himself unnecessarily. And therefore, when David HaMelech observed this form of behavior, this elevated form of conduct, this royal form of behavior, he had pity on him. He spared him. The Farshim explain that David HaMelech saw tznius in Shaul, and we know that on account of tznius of Shaul, he was zeiche to Esther, to a descendant named Esther HaMalka, who brought a nason klal Yisrael. So the Farshim explained, this is what he saw. He saw the tznius in Shaul, which led to a descendant as prominent as Esther HaMalka, and therefore he speared him. The Farshim also explained that although David was in danger, appeared to be in danger, since Shaul was pursuing, wanted to kill him. And the Torah tells us that one who is being pursued, he's meant to preempt and kill the pursuer. So why did David HaMelech spear him? So the Farshim said, because David HaMelech was already anointed, and he knew that he was going to survive in any case. So he didn't really consider himself to be in mortal danger. Therefore, he speared Shaul HaMelech. But what did he do? The pasuk tells us that he cut off knaf, a corner of the me'il of the cloak of Shaul, and afterwards he displayed it to Shaul. He says, "Look, I have the corner of you beggar. I was so close to you. I could have killed you, and I spared you." Says the Gemara, "Vayokum dava vayichroi says knaf ha'me'il shel Shaul balot." He went and he cut off the knaf ha'me'il, the corner of the me'il of Shaul's clothing, balot, quietly, in secrecy. Says the Gemara, What was the punishment that David HaMelech endured as a result? Om Rabbi Yisrael Chanina kolam avazes abgadam, one who degrades clothing, as in this case, apparently it was something inappropriate to cut apart a beged. It was a bizoyan soif. He ends up in an enemahem. He doesn't derive pleasure and benefit from clothing. Shenemar, as it says, V'Melech David zokin b'mayam, when he was older, v'yichasu b'abgadam. And they covered him with clothing, and it didn't warm him up. So this was what he suffered subsequent to him being mevazel the begadim, the beggar of Shaul. Continues the Gemara, im Hashem asischa bi yorach mincha. If Hashem provoked you against me, Omer Blazer, Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu David, meisis karisa, you refer to me as a provoker. Harei ani mashulcha, as a punishment, as a result of referring to me in this somewhat of a disrespectful manner. Harei mashulcha, I will be mashul you. You will stumble in a halacha, in a very obvious halacha. B'davar shafilu tinoikas shabes rabin yodnais. Even children in school who learn chumash know this halacha, and you will stumble and transgress it. Tchsev kisisas reshmini Yisrael kudehim. When you will count the heads of Klal Yisrael, v'nosnu ish koyfer nafshoi, so everybody will give a coin, a machzah shekel, as a koyfer nafshoi, as a redemption for their nefesh. So we see that when we count Yidden, we're not meant to count them as people, rather they're meant to contribute coins and counter coins. In this case, David HaMelech counted the Yidden, they counted their heads, without being careful regarding this halacha. Miyad vayamet satan al Yisrael, the satan stood up against Yisrael, and he provoked David. He instigated him to transgress this avir. V'ksiv vayosis as David behem, Go count, Klal Yisrael. Yekivan demanhinu. And when he went and counted them, Yishalkum and I, Kaifer. He didn't take a Kaifer, he didn't take this coin. Achsiv, Vayitin Hashem Dever B'Yisrael. And as a result, Hashem sent a plague, a Dever. Ma'aboyke v'deis Moed, from the morning until Eis Moed, until the time of Moed. Says, well, what does this mean? Ma'is Moed. What exactly is this Eis Moed referring to? Omar Shmuel, Sabo, Chasne, Rav Chanina, the son of Rav Chanina, Mishmed Rav Chanina, the name of Rav Chanina's father-in-law. Eis Moed means Mishcha Shchitas HaTamid. Me'aboyke means from the time of Shchitas HaTamid until Achas Rikas, until the time when they would sprinkle the Dam HaTamid. Rabbi Yechon Omar, it was Ad Eis Moed, mean Ad Chatzos Mamish, until Chatzos. And that is Eis Moed, that is the turning point in the day. It begins the new Moed, the new time, the time of afternoon. Vayomer leMalach HaMashchas Bam. So he told the Malach who was destroying the nation, Rav Amar, Rav. Vayomer leMalach HaMashchas Bam, Rav. So that was the instructions to the Malach. Vayomer leMalach HaMashchas Bam, Rav. So what is Rav referring to? Omar Blessed. What did Hashem mean by telling the Malach Rav? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMalach, Toili Rav Shebahem. Take from me. Take from them the Rav, the great one. Sheyesh bo lipar mehem kama chovos. Take the greatest one who is valuable. He is prominent and therefore valuable. And by taking him, this will be a repayment for many debts. Toili Rav Shebahem Sheyesh bo, because within him, because in his value, it contains enough lipar mehem kama chovos, in order to pay for Klal Yisrael, to be a payment for several debts. Bois Hashoah meis Avisha ben Tzruya, who died, Avisha ben Tzruya, Sheshokol Grubish of Sanhedrin, who is equated to the Roiv of Sanhedrin, and that is the term Rav, the greatest one, and also Rav is a Lashon Roiv. He's equated to the majority of Sanhedrin. It says in the word, Bahashchis Ra Hashem, when he was Mashchis, Ra Hashem vayinachem, and he was consoled. Says, well, what does it mean? He saw Ra. What did he see? My Ra, my Rav. Ra, Yaakov Avinu. He saw Yaakov Avinu. So we see the term Ram by Yaakov Avinu. So in the schus of Yaakov, he spared Klal Yisrael. Shmuel Amar, what did he see? Efreshel Yitzchak Ra. He saw the ash of Yitzchak, which was actually the carbon that Avram Avinu sacrificed instead, in place of Yitzchak. So the ashes of this carbon is a remez, symbolizes the mesiras nefesh of Yitzchak, who actually was willing to give himself up to Hashem as a carbon. Shenemar lekim yir le'aseh, Hashem, it will be seen to him the seh that was brought in the mizbeach. So the lashon yira is applied to this as well. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, what did Hashem see and was consoled? Kesef kipurim ra, he saw the money that was contributed in the midrash. That the money that you take the money that Klal Yisrael, the Kesef HaKippurim, the money of atonement from Klal Yisrael, and the term Kippurim was actually a remez. It denotes that it's meant to be a kapora on the eventual event, on the future event, on the chet that will happen in the time of David HaMelech, when they will require kapora because they will counter without using coins. Rav Yechon Amar, what did Hashem see? Beis HaMikdash Ruah, Dechsev Bar Hashem Yiruah, Pligi Rav Yaakov, Idi Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Echad Amar, what did Hashem see? Kesef HaKippurim Ruah, he saw the money that was given in the Midbar, Echad Amar, Beis HaMikdash Ruah, Mestavr, it's logical to say, Command Amar, Beis HaMikdash Ruah, Shon Amar, Asher Yomer Hayoim, because it will be said today, Bar Hashem Yiruah, that in Har Hashem will be seen. So we see that the Torah makes reference to today, nowadays, even later generations. The vision of Beis HaMikdash will be seen. When it will be seen? During the time when Hashem will have to use that vision, that re'i of the Beis HaMikdash, to stop the tzara, the misfortune, the tragedy that was occurring to Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara, Le'ikonis Adam La'arbayis V'makloi. One doesn't enter the harbayis with his staff, with his shoes on his feet, with his money pouch. And also, he doesn't make the harbayis into kapandraya, a shortcut. My Kapandraya. Amar Rav Kapandraya Kishma. indeed is a shortcut. So in the certain languages, Kapandraya means a shortcut, and that's what it means. It's disrespectful to walk through the Har Bayis as a shortcut. For Rav Chana bar Adam Shana Rasamari Dar Mori Omar, Kapandraya is actually an acronym, a combination of a few words. Kamandomar, like one says, Kamandomar Inish, like a person says, Adema Kifna Adori, instead of going around Dori, the row of homes, Eobo, let me walk through here, let me do it as a shortcut to avoid going around and around. So Kapandraya is a short version of saying Adema Kifna Adori Eobo. Omar Nachum Omar Abavu, Hanichnas Beis HaKnesses, Amanas, Shiloy La'Soysu Kamandraya. If one enters a Beis HaKnesses with the intention not to use it as a shortcut, he's going in for a different purpose. So once he's in there, Mutar La'Soysu Kamandraya, he can continue and use it as a shortcut. Revo Omar, Imhoye Shvil Mi'ikari Mutar. If there was a pathway that existed there before the Beis HaKnesses was built, Mutar, then indeed he may continue using that pathway and use the Beis HaKnesses as a shortcut. So, one shita says if he enters the shul for a different purpose, then he may continue walking to the other side, even though it results in shortening his way because he hadn't gone with that intention. According to the second shita, if there was already a pathway there beforehand, then he may use that pathway as a shortcut, even if it's through a shul. If one enters the shul, he is spalal to daven, mutal asayis kamandraya. So once again, a similar concept. If he enters the daven, he may certainly walk through the other side, and even though it results as a shortcut. Shenamar bevoyam aretz neHashem b'mei adim, when they would come to the home of Hashem, yamim tayim, so they would enter through one direction, and they would serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, but then they would exit through the other direction, even though it would end up being a shortcut. Continues the Gemara, Rekikim HaKavachomer. Certainly, one is not meant to spit in the Har Bayis. This is a Kavachomer. If a Kapandraya is prohibited, certainly spitting, which is a greater level of Bezoyan, certainly that's prohibited. Omar Abibir Omar Shua Ben Levi, Kala Rekik Bar Har Bayis. Bizman Hazeh, even nowadays, when the Beis HaMikdash doesn't exist any longer, Ki Ilu Rekik Bavas Eino, it's as if he spit it into the pupil, Einai of Hashem, Shanema Bahoya, Einai Velibi Sham Kalayomim. My eyes and my heart will be there all the days. Einai Velibi Sham, even after the Chur Beis HaMikdash, my eyes and my heart are still there. Therefore, if one spits in the Har Bayis, it's equated as if he spit into the eyes of Hashem. So one is meant to refrain from doing so even nowadays. Amar Rava, Rekika Beis HaKnesses, Sharya. Spitting in the Beis HaKnesses is permitted. Why? Midat avad imhinal. Just like walking into the Beis HaKnesses with shoes is permitted. And therefore, spitting is also permitted. Why? Ma minal bahar bayis osur. Beis HaKnesses mutar. Just as minal, shoes, although in the har bayis is osur, in a shul it's allowed. Afra kikir bahar bayis is osur. Same thing regarding spitting. In the har bayis it's prohibited, but Beis HaKnesses, shari, is permitted. Only our popular rov. He challenged them. Va'amila, some say, was Ravina who challenged Rav. Va'amila, Ravada, Ramasla, Rav. Why are you deriving it in this fashion? Adiolaf and Minol, Leilat Makapandraya. Instead of learning Rekika, spitting, you permit it because you derive it from the heter of Minol, just as you're allowed to walk into a shoe with a shoe, so you're allowed to spit in there. Why don't you learn a Isser, a prohibition from Makapandraya? Just as one cannot use the shul, the Beis HaKnesses, as a shortcut, even though it's only a shul. So derived from there regarding Rekika as well, that is prohibited. So why go in this direction and be Mater, go in the other direction and be an Aser? Amar Lei, Sir Rava responded, Tana Yana from Minol. Let's take a look at the Tana. The Tana learns from Minol. But Amar is be Kapandraya. And you say that I should learn from Kapandraya? Says, well, Mayi, where do we find this Tana, the son is relent. Leikonas adam la rabbayis. Leib emak lish vil yadei, not with his staff. Leib emin alish vil ragle. Leib emois hatsurun leib sadinai. Coins, money that is wrapped in his sadin, in his sheet. Ufendosai, in his money belt. Ufendosai, mshal zachora. He shouldn't, again, leib emois hatsurun leib sadinai. He shouldn't go to the rabbayis with money wrapped in his sadin. Or upipendosoim of shalas lachoyrav, his money pouch, which is slung behind his shoulders. He shouldn't turn the harbais into a shortcut. And certainly not spit there. What's the kavachayim? Rekika kavachayim minol. Uma minol shem b'derech b'zoyin. If we find that minol is not really a derech b'zoyin, Omer Torah, the Torah says, Shalna lechem al aglecha. The Torah says, this is Hashem speaking to Moshe, remove your shoes from your feet because the place that you're standing on is a makom kodesh. So certainly, if a minol is not meant to be worn in the harbayis, even though it's not really b'zayin, certainly spitting is prohibited. Rekika shederech b'zayin, which is a degradation like kolkin, certainly it's asr on harbayis. So we see that the Tana compares one to the other. We compare rekika to minol. If in the harbayis minol is asr, so rekika is also asr. But regarding our case of Beis HaKnesses, since minol is mutter, rekika is also mutter. So this is the basis for my leniency. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, ein tzarich. We don't need to derive rekika from minol. Harayu Omer, ki ein lo ba'el shar melech v'versak. This is Megillas Esther. We're not meant to approach the gateway of the king's palace wearing a sack, clothing, levush sack, enclosed in sack. V'aldron kavachomer. We can derive from a kavachomer. Oma sack she'ein amos. Certainly a sack which is not, it's not repulsive. And what is it speaking about over there? It's speaking about a human king. Kach, one is meant to conduct himself with proper respect and not wear the sack. In that context, Rekika, regarding spitting Shema Usa, which is repulsive. And also number two, Lifnei Melech Malcham Lachim, in front of Hashem, the King of Kings, in the Harbayis, Lekoshkin, certainly one is meant to refrain. So this is the Machlekes in the Braiso. What is the source for the halacha of the prohibition to spit, according to the Tanakam, it's learned with the Kavachomer from the Isser Minol, according to Yisrael Yehuda, learned from the Pasuk in Gilas Esther. So, this is Rava's response. I derive the Isser Rekika from the Isser Minol, therefore only when there's an Isser Minol, but in the Beis HaKnesses, since the Isser Minol is not applicable, so too Rekika is allowed. Omar Leisa, he told him, no, anohachi kamina. This is what I mean to say. Let's say that in both cases we'll be stringent. In the Harabayis it's Asr, and the Beis HaKnesses it's Asr. Why? Let's say as follows. Harabayis is Asr b'minol, and Harabayis where minol is Asr, wearing shoes is prohibited, lufa b'minol. Then we can derive, certainly we can derive the Isra Rekika, the Isra to spit, from the Isra minol. If minol is Asr, certainly Rekika, which is more repulsive, is Asr. If minol is Asr, which doesn't involve b'zayin, certainly Rekika, which is a derech b'zayin, which is repulsive. Aval Beis HaKnesses, the shari b'minol. But a Beis HaKnesses, where there's no iser to walk in with a minol, fine, so let's not learn from minol. Adiyol of minol aheter. Rather than go learn from minol to be matir Rekika, if minol is aser, so Rekika is aser, don't go in that direction. But rather, nail of mekam adray aser. Why don't you derive from the halacha kavadraya? Just as a shortcut is asr, even a shul. Same thing regarding rekika. So why do you go in that direction and matter? Learn it from this direction asr. Elam harava. Rava says the following is the basis for my heter. Ki beisoi. We compare the Beis HaKnesses to one's home. Ma beisoi. Just like in one's home. Akavadraya kaplet inish. A person is particular about not turning his house into a shortcut. However, regarding spitting and wearing shoes, a person is not particular. Beis HaKnesses also demands the same degree of respect. Making it into a shortcut, that is prohibited. But Rekika, spitting or minol, wearing shoes, shari is certainly allowed. So that is the basis for my heter. So in conclusion, regarding a kapandraya, regarding minol, regarding Rekika, a kapandraya, which is a shortcut, that is usher in the harbayas, is usher through a shul. There are some exceptions. If one enters Amanash Loila Soysa Kabandrai without the intention of turning it into a shortcut, in that case, he may continue even though he's going out to the other direction and it will result in shortening his path, shortening his route. The second case was if there was a Shvil Mi'ikari, if there was a pathway in that location before they built the Beis HaKnesses, then he may continue using that area as a shortcut. Regarding Minol and Harabayis, it's Asr. In a Beis HaKnesses, it certainly is mutter. Regarding Rekika, Rava maintains that although in Harabayis it's mutter, it's asr, But in a Beis HaKnesses, it's mutar, because we equate the level of respect for a Beis HaKnesses to the same level of respect that a person would approach, would apply to his own house. And certainly, a kapandraya, one doesn't make his house into a shortcut, but regarding rikika, since one is not particular regarding that in his house, one need not be concerned regarding rikika, even in the Beis HaKnesses.